Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a tasty burger.
Our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
It's a new year.
New year, new me.
Is it though?
Nah.
You still look a little grumpy.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Nobody can see how you look.
I'm not grumpy. Saying I'm grumpy?
I don't know.
Nah,
is one of your New Year's resolutions not to be grumpy?
I don't have any. None. Not a single one. And it's not, even if it were, because I'm not grumpy. So that's the pot calling a kettle black. But
I'm not
okay.
A grumpy guest. I just had a cherry icy.
Like the...
Well, like the push-up kind. Oh. I asked Abby to get me popsicles, and she came back with icies.
I thought they...
But they're like the...
They were to hold you over until you made... Until the other ones got frozen.
It's true.
They were already frozen.
God, I love a good popsicle. It's not popsicle
super
weather.
Thoughtful.
It was popsicle weather for 2 days this week. And then it became not popsicle weather.
It's still pretty warm.
It was 35 degrees today.
No. It was like 50-something, I think.
Been in the 30s all day.
Yeah.
We got our brief.
You're wearing shorts. It's fine.
Yeah, I always wear shorts, though.
Mm. I'm just saying, like, people would say that.
I did order pants today.
Very proud of you. So adulting.
We'll see if I wear them.
You better.
Oh, it's January. We had a production meeting today. We're going to have a scheduled release. So if you're listening to this on Sunday, we're going to release all new episodes of Close Enough on Sunday.
Yes. I guess that is
so it could be kind of like church, depending on what you want to do. I know some of you guys listen on car rides to and fro.
Do not. We are not church.
Hey, Matt Chandler let me hanging.
How so?
I need to know if he ate Monell's and if it was good. So, Matt, Abby, you got to tell us. Whenever you get around to listening to this, tell us, did you eat at Monell's and was it good? I know the game wasn't so good that you went and saw, but food recommendations in Nashville. That's if people ask me, that's the spot.
Yeah.
There's so many good places to eat there, but.
Just good times.
We're going in March, Abby's birthday week.
Mm-hmm. A little bit after, but yeah. I have a birthday month, so.
I mean, your birthday's the 4th. We're going 4 days later. It's in the same week.
I mean.
That's how calendars work.
I didn't realize I had a week. I think you're mistaken.
After you turn 40, you don't. I get 2 days. So.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just cutting you back a little bit.
Can't be done. Cannot be done.
It can't be done.
I'm going to at least own the first half of the month, and then I might relinquish some control after the 15th, but we'll see how it goes.
Oh, yeah, when's Mother's Day? Is that May? That is May.
Why are you asking?
It's the weekend after our daughter's birthday every year.
Yes. It's usually like I gave the year that when she was born, it was like Mother's Day the very next day, because they had like all these Mother's Day
No, she's born on Tuesday.
Well,
the next weekend. Yeah, it's always the next weekend.
But they had all these Mother's Day, like, extra things at the hospital that week because of, I feel like we stayed in the hospital for a while with her. I really can't remember. It was all a blur, but they had, like, a little Mother's Day necklace.
So long ago.
It's forever ago. It's wild.
Now she's asking me to drive.
Oh, God. You all are not getting in a vehicle together.
She's asking the wrong one.
I will do that. still won't turn out good. She's just that common
sense. When
she
was little, you used to let her drive around the parking lot at McNabb.
Yeah, I remember that. It's on your lap. She's clearly forgotten all instinct from that, because even just her, like, pressing her foot on the gas in our yard was traumatizing.
She almost went to the basement.
Traumatizing. Well, we'll work on it, though. She needs a big open field.
If you're finding your way back, or this is your first time, welcome. It's a safe space here. It's non-judgmental. And that goes both ways. We're not going to judge you for listening to us. So you can't judge for us for what we're going to say.
They can do whatever they want, actually, but...
Well, I'm just saying. It's an unspoken agreement.
Gotcha.
Unspoken agreement. We survived Christmas, and we talked
it's
about
still
that.
Christmas-ish.
Yeah.
I feel like.
So, Abby turned me on to the 12 Days of Christmas that start on Christmas. I didn't know that.
Did you not know that?
If we took a poll, I don't think they would know that it started on Christmas. I always thought it ended on Christmas.
So,
like Hanukkah.
We kind of, like, culturally have it backward. We do this, I mean, from November on, for some people, it's October 31st at midnight, like November 1st on.
Yeah, you shed your Halloween costume.
Yeah.
And put up your Christmas tree.
And
looking at you, Seth Thatcher.
We're in this, like, total just 2 month long, almost, you know, preparatory, high intensity.
And it didn't used to be until Black Friday, right? I feel like that was always the big kickoff, at least when I was younger.
Yeah,
I never did. I don't think we've ever. I think you did 1 year, but never really participated in.
I did in
the old school Black Friday, where people woke up, went to the mall, and did all that stuff.
No. But like as the Christmas music started coming on earlier and stuff like that, like.
Yeah, I'm for that.
But anyway, so. Culturally, like, we have decided, like, that starts there, and it's this complete all the way up, this rise to the 25th, and then we're done. Like,
then Valentine's candy's out.
Right, then there's nothing else. So, in actuality, like, the 12 days of Christmas, yesterday, the 6th would have been Epiphany, and that's the manifestation of the Christ child. So, Jesus is the child. Or God as Jesus? I don't know. Still get really confused about all that. But anyway, that's Epiphany. So 12 days of Christmas. And somehow somebody writes a song, and every time they're just giving birds, lots and lots of birds, and people dancing. But I don't think that's tied to the religious observation of all of that. But how cool would it be? How cool would it be if we do less preparatory stuff in November, do more, better observe it.
Into the new year.
You kick off the 25th. Because it's such a weird time between Christmas and New Year's anyway.
It's like, a black hole.
Like, I love it. It is.
Nothing gets accomplished.
The Friday after Thanksgiving and the days between Christmas and New Year are my favorite days. Like, I love them. Everything is so still, and everybody has
probably
permission.
Some people out here that had to go back to work. They're like,
surely there are, but a lot of people.
I used to work a lot of Christmases,
vacation then and stuff. But I think everybody has a lot of permission to be still and not active. Even though I was sharing, like, some friends and I were sharing, there's a lot of, you know, I work with a lot of younger people, and they're the TikToks and stuff of all these people chilling at home. But it is true, if you are on break and your kids are also on break with
it's
you,
not really a break.
It's not a break. No. There's no. Like,
what's the saying? If you take your kids on
vacation,
a trip.
Yeah, it's a trip. There's no like napping mid-afternoon and like binging the Netflix at all. Like, I can't even.
Man, why do we ever have kids?
I don't know. Like, that was not the theme of my break, which I know someday, maybe maybe we'll get that up. But no,
maybe.
Charlie's still doing things. We're driving her places. And Harlan, it's just, even though he did have school a few of those days, his ABA a few of those days, he's a lot. So no binging and chilling at all.
And we're so old now that there's no staying up late.
No.
There's no like putting the kids to bed and like, okay, we've got 6 hours to get do our own stuff. No.
If I can get him to bed by 7, that's on the best night scenario. He's doing bath time. We're doing bed by 7, okay? Charlie's still up doing her thing, whatever. But she's kind of on her own. I can barely stay awake.
Till 9.
9:30. 9:30.
Yeah.
And that's with me like getting
I used to be a night owl.
Yes.
I couldn't imagine. If I had to work, shout out to all those graveyard shift people. If I had to work that right now, I could do the first one, and then after that, it'd be over. Like, I think I could force myself to stay up all night. Like, tonight, I could probably stay up all night.
You could?
Yeah, but, like, if I was working.
Oh, I could not. When I do the prom thing, and then after prom, it damn near kills me.
Yeah.
Like, it is so hard for me, because I probably haven't slept.
I stayed up with you last year, though.
Yeah.
So we avoided a big prom thing this year. I was set to go to Miami the week of prom.
I'm a prom sponsor at the school I work. So
yeah,
it is. It's just a generally chaotic week. It's not too
bad.
This
is a huge event for.
Yeah. And you
these are core memories.
Yeah. And I have to keep that in mind, because even though I've sponsored like 7 or something of them now, I can't remember at this point.
They all have to be so different.
Right. But they're not. But every, like...
Can I DJ this year?
Absolutely. I just emailed our DJ. He and I are working that out, so...
No.
Sorry. You're just a little too late. A couple hours too late, actually, so...
Story of my life. So I don't have any resolutions.
Okay.
But I've realized... This is what taking the week off in between Christmas and New Year, then coming back.
To work. Did you and I take off time differently? Like the way we experience that in general is different.
When I got back, I got, for the first time that I can remember really, I got slammed with a bunch of to-dos. Now granted, I'm at the point in my career where I'm getting to do a lot of things. Like a lot of cool things after 23 years, you know,
mm-hmm.
make decisions about certain things, be on top of certain projects and things like that. And then I'm getting to travel and more people look to me and my partner, Steve, for a lot of advice or just help. It's so weird. I never thought I'd be that guy. But... So the first day I'm back, I'm all jacked up. I purged my office. Like, it was the perfect, wasn't really that busy. Didn't have that many voicemails. Office is like clean slate. I sent you a picture of my desk. It's clean. I got my notebook. I'm ready to go. Go back the next day, which is a Wednesday. Shit. I was like, writing, okay, meeting here, this there, going to lunch here, this, oh, you want me to go to Texas? And then I had Miami, and then this and that. I'm like, what the hell? And so I told Abby today, and she scoffed at me, people, scoffed at me. I told her that I need a personal assistant. I'm not saying I'm that important. I'm just saying I'm that incompetent.
That's the thing. It's like... You really have the time and space, and
you don't know about what kind of time I've got.
I know what it could be, and it's not.
What do you mean? Like at home?
And
this is my respite.
At work, like
you can't. You don't know. You've never shadowed a day at work with me.
Okay,
just
so,
know it.
I know
everybody. It's not what I do. It's what I'm prepared to do.
So it's just that you have...
They're not paying me for my time. They're paying me for my experience.
The time and place with which to probably line this out. that you just don't know. You just have never had to. Like, you don't know how to project, like, into the next week and plan that out, because that has never been.
I've never had to do that. Like, I've never been.
What I'm saying. Like, so let's say if your day was scheduled to which you had meetings every hour with 5-minute breaks, and then you only had one-ish hour to yourself.
Then I'd be a teacher, all right? Okay. If that's the life I wanted, I would be a teacher.
You learn how to, you are forced into learning how to structure that time very intentionally, and you don't, like, to have a day where...
We're comparing apples to oranges here.
What's what I'm saying? Like, you, if you had that, so... In my head, when you're like, I need a personal assistant, my scoffing comes from like, no, I need the personal assistant. You just need to figure out time management.
How many trips are you going on this year? I have to take Abby on a trip this year with me, though.
You, I'm sorry. These, what is this? How many trips you're going?
I'm like, just saying, like, planning.
If I were to have to go on a trip, let's say I did. Let's say if that were a part of my job.
You would have to hire a nanny.
First of all, the amount
for
of,
me,
the amount of work I would have to do to get the home ready would be insane. On top of, I would have to leave work. I would have to plan for my kids and my absence for them to work too. So I'd be doing like triple. Like, you go on a trip by planning it, which is challenging. You schedule things as far as like flights and stuff, and you pack.
Yeah. If we were looking at like 3 months in a row where we'd be gone a week out of each month, and I was like, listen, I can't do it. Abby's gonna kill me.
I would not kill you. I want that,
but it's not fair to you, and I recognize
I wouldn't kill you. It is, it depends what's going on.
World.
Like, the last time you left, it was just a lot, because I was like, if I get in this car one more time to drop Charlie and Thomas off somewhere and pick her up somewhere.
Yeah.
Harlan and I are going to revolt. But otherwise, it's really not that bad. Like, we're all on the same schedule to where we're good. It's just, you know.
It's a lot. And anybody that's out there doing that, it's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, that.
I can totally, I mean, I'm perfectly fine at handling it. Do I want to handle it all the time?
Right.
No. No.
I don't know. It's, one, I'm not a good traveler. Something always happens. Belt breaks, wedding band breaks.
It's not that tragic. You can do it.
It feels tragic in the moment. Maybe I don't know real tragedy.
Just like you're struggling.
I'm just, I think my realization is I'm growing up. I'm having to adult a little bit.
So
on my own.
What I think is so different about us is by now, like this morning, my day started with me opening up my calendar, and when you and I were just kind of talking about things, and I'm already aware of how many practices are happening next week. There's a swim meet. We have something happening. Charlie has some stuff going on next week and that require prep this week.
This all goes back to, if we didn't have kids, it would be such.
That I know that in your head has never even entered. Thoughts have not entered.
First of all, it's Saturday. Don't put your bad juju on me, Ricky Bobby.
But like, it has to be addressed at some point. And you're just like.
10 minutes before.
No.
Is that not proper? Listen, it can. Where you got to go? All right, get in the car.
No, that's not. You can't. You cannot. Like, there are things that have to be done.
I don't know that you. You have no idea how high I can fly. Okay,
so
you don't know.
We talked a little bit about maybe you developing some more planning skills.
Yes.
So is that a part of like your resolution as far as like.
Well, yes. So
seeing the world.
Again, at work. With a list of things going on there, I look over at my buddy and I'm like, hey, we probably need to take this planner. We need to write this stuff down.
Oh my God.
And we have like a huge wall calendar for basically when people ask off, or so we know who's doing what and when in our trips and all that stuff on there. But when it comes to like the minutia of, I've got this going on in Louisville this day, I need to meet these people in Lexington that day, I've got training this day, oh, I need to get this certificate. It's New Year's, day after New Year's, and I'm like, oh God, I got to go down and do this certification before I go back.
Oh my God, that gave me so much, like, you had like hours to do it.
It took me.
I was like, you've been off all week. And you're like, yeah, I can do it. No big deal. Okay. All right.
Forklift certified, baby.
You're a forklift certified?
No, but I see that on TikTok and I don't know what it means. I don't know if it's like a badge of honor or what.
Maybe. Maybe.
My dad drove a forklift.
They never let me when I worked at the lumber yard. I was definitely not certified. I was 16. I worked inside all day. I let my wrestling coach certification go this break.
Yeah.
I always renew it right now.
Mm-hmm. So with your CPR and all that, or your rules.
My rules. It was my year to be CPR certified.
I met the new wrestling coach at the gym.
Yeah.
And his wife, and she's the wrestling coach too.
I'm not participating this year. Had to.
They look like wrestlers.
Let some stuff go.
They look like.
I surely did not showing up in my basketball coach clothing and a bag full of papers to grade in between wrestling matches. Like, clueless.
I wish I could have wrestled in high school.
I think if I get to choose, if Harlan is
capable.
I would
probably be a UFC champion.
Probably. If Harlan wants to do some sports, if that's a thing for him, I think wrestling's the one I would love for him to do. I don't think he's going to have quite the swimmer's body. But I think he would love the water. He just wouldn't exactly be. However, there was a boy at one swim meet that he was tall. He was a big boy. Like, he looked more football player size.
Yeah.
He was killing it in the pool. Like, he had just a lot of upper body strength. I'm like, maybe we could teach Harlan.
Some people are just built different.
Like, some strokes he could do that. But I think wrestling is the one, because I think it is such a neat, it is such a cool sport in so many different aspects. I definitely think that I'd want him to do that. But who knows? He may just become a pro at some sort of online garage band creation.
He was making his own beats and chopping things up. And he can read, apparently.
He's opened up a split screen on the, like, we don't even know how he's done on his iPad. So he had like 4 YouTube videos going on at once, and we didn't even realize.
And I don't know how he learned all this.
I
don't know how to turn the sleep function off when I wake up before the sleep goes off on my phone. I don't know how to turn it off.
If you don't change your damn alarm, we're going to fist fight over that.
I love the best alarm.
Remember when I remember the birds, and I was like, that's just kind of weird, but I dig the birds. Like, it was a gentle wake up. A little annoying if you didn't. This is awful. Are you going to play it?
Mm-hmm.
I got to take my headphones off. Let me know when you're playing it.
Wake up, cocksuckers. It's over. Think about your ancestors.
That's Uncle
think
Joey.
Think about what they did, and then think about what you're going to do. No matter what the fucking outcome is.
Imagine being
dead. Jars me out of my sleep.
Dead asleep into your slumber, and that voice screaming at you. Nobody.
It'll get you going.
I don't need that.
I know.
That's not fair. Like, you should wear some. I'm going to buy you some headphones for sleep, for sleepy time.
I can't sleep like that.
They make a headband.
You think I'm headband material?
I think so. I think we can make you headband material.
I will agree to this.
Agree to what?
A headband. If we win the Mega Millions. Have you seen this?
No.
$1.1 billion.
Wait. A headband's only like $20. Why are you going to agree to that if we have to be billionaires? My mental
health. I have my stipulations.
My mental health depends on this. Or you got to change that ringtone.
Yeah, so $1.1 billion. We just had over $1 billion Powerball not too long ago.
We don't even play the lottery.
So it was odd when the Powerball, if you remember, it was supposed to be drawn on like a Monday, and it messed up. And they didn't draw the numbers or whatever that night. Remember, there was a technical difficulty somewhere?
Yes.
The next day, I get up, I fly to California.
Mm-hmm.
It's election day. Mm-hmm. We get out there. The person that won lived like 15 minutes from where we were at.
That's weird.
It is weird.
So,
that's my story.
We don't even play the lottery, so we're not going
to
win.
We're about to.
Oh, we are?
Mm-hmm.
When?
We'll get some tickets tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was in the sauna, and I got this face everybody wants to talk to, right? I don't know what it is. I'm looking down. I've got my headphones on, and I can tell the guy's next to me is talking. And he said, "I'm sorry I was staring at you. You look like my friend from Frankfurt."
He is hitting on you.
I don't know about all that. Anyway.
He's hitting on you.
Then another lady comes in, and they know each other. She's a retired teacher. Didn't catch her name. She was older. They start talking about the lottery. And she said that she went to one of the local gas stations here when the Powerball was big. Mm-hmm. And this guy spent like a couple grand. And was checking his tickets, and he'd won like $10.
Oh, my gosh.
And she went back later that day, and he was still there. And he's like, "I got to get a winner. My wife's going to kill me."
Yeah. Yuck, yeah. That's too much. That's just, yeah.
I've always felt like I'm going to win the lottery. And maybe I did win the lottery when I married you.
That's what it is. And so was that feeling. It's been fulfilled. So you should probably just
accept that. I still get that little tingle like, I could be the one.
I want to, instead of that, what if we did the, like, envelope savings thing where you do, like...
And then buy lottery tickets in the year. That's amazing.
No. You do 52 envelopes.
I saw the TikTok you sent me.
And then you pick one up. Is that what you do, just 52 envelopes?
I don't know.
And then it's supposed to be so much money. I can't math that.
Maybe that'd be part of our adulting this year.
We could probably do that. Still got that big budget book up there that we did for a month.
Yeah, both of our cars are paid off.
I want to need my air to stay in my tires. That's so stupid.
I said, "Abby, let's go get a new tire." Huh. Nah.
I think it's covered under my warranty.
Yeah.
I would try and see. Here's the thing I don't like about this. I would go get my car serviced more if it was more convenient.
If you didn't have to wait. That's generally...
I'm just telling you right now.
You want
and it's not like
you want this. A concierge.
Yes. Yeah. Or,
that,
or.
Hey, that may be a $1 billion idea. Concierge auto place.
Like, or give me, like, as a female, like, give me some sort of, this could be when I go do a little spa day at the same time. Because we're talking like hours sometimes that you have to wait. In my head, over break, I was like, okay, I could probably go, but I don't think Walmart has a place to sit anymore.
They don't.
So I was like, I will take a chair.
I would have came and got you and brought you home.
No, I was going to take a chair and sit
outside the quick loop.
No, I was going to take it inside with me. And I was going to grade papers because I have some weird thing that if I'm in public, like with people around me, I can.
I feel like that's a conversation starter.
I can hyper-focus and get grade papers. Like, for instance, like wrestling meet. That's a great place for me to go sit down. And I don't know. If something else is going on around me, I can super focus and get stuff done. I was able to, like, how I studied a lot throughout college and stuff was in the middle of, like, a crazy dorm room. People are all around. I could focus. It's really weird.
It's that ADHD coming out in you.
I think so. But if you give me a quiet room and space to work, I'm going to do 17 other things. I'm going to start cleaning.
What about that body double thing I sent you?
I think that's me. Do you think that's me?
Yes, that's why I sent it to you. I don't know why it was in my algorithm.
Our algorithm.
It was an ADHD thing, and it said, if you have ADHD, invite somebody over while you're cleaning, and you're more efficient and...
I call people or I talk to people and I'm really, really efficient.
She is.
I can clean. And then if that person says they're coming over, it game on. We are going
she's that typical panic. All hands on deck.
I mean, nobody's, my poor family, they try so hard.
I don't know where you're going with that, but just
their
know.
Cleaning is just
so, I have feelings too.
The cleaning is just, I don't think you care though, so I can definitely bust your balls about it. Like between you and Charlie, it's like, well, damn it, they tried. And they're so proud to tell you about it.
That hurts.
Does it?
But back to $1.1
billion. We could hire somebody. All right,
cash option. Let's just say we get $500 million.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting a school. End of story.
No.
You know. It's happening.
Like, if we don't answer the phone on Wednesday and we're just off the grid, just know that we probably, it's like all the things that say, I'm not going to tell everybody I won the lottery, but there'll be signs.
There'll be signs.
My signs will be, you won't be able to get a hold of me.
You can't get a hold of me anyway, so that is not a different sign that we've won the lottery. It's just that I've lost my phone. However, Gary scored this really sweet deal and got us some Apple Watches.
I did.
And honestly, I want to say I had a Fitbit since, and I've kind of missed it as far as the workout component and the sleep component. But I think that's because I had Fitbit Premium, and I got like a lot of data from that, like more specific data than what the Apple Health gives you. But
I'm looking at my Apple Health right now. It's very similar.
And I don't like visually how it looks. I don't understand it. It's not the same as Fitbit. So I need, and Fitbit always give you little explanations and stuff and info on it. Mm-hmm. So maybe if we got like the, because there's a thing you can buy, like a subscription you can buy with the Apple stuff to get more info. But so I was really into my Fitbit. Yeah. I was into my Fitbit data. But this Apple Watch is worth the monies because it can find my phone for me.
Regularly.
I lose my phone
a couple times at work this week, accidentally answered my phone on my watch.
I've not done that. Does it talk?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Yeah. You can hear it. It's, yeah.
So like Dragnet.
Get smart.
Get smart. That's it. Damn it. Those shows came on together. Get them so confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is so futuristic. Yeah. We were total morons though. You thought we'd never seen a piece of technology in our lives. We were like ridiculous playing with like the walkie talkie aspect of it. And trying to use all the little.
Yeah. So a guy came in gadgets. To work who had it. And I was like, hey, what do you use your Apple Watch for? He's like, I don't really know how to use it. I was like, what about the walkie-talkie? And we tried, and it didn't work at the office.
Yeah, it's touch and go. Weird. But the best part about it, because my Fitbit did not always have good communication with my phone, and it wouldn't always find it, but this little sucker finds my phone every single time. I'm really glad for that.
One of the trends that's going on right now that Abby, we've both seen on TikTok, is faking a celebrity's death for a reaction.
It was really big around, like, since all the kids were home
around Christmas, yeah.
Their families. Charlie was so pissed that I had TikTok or our algorithms were similar because.
Did she try it on you?
She was going to. She was like, it's kind of pointless. It doesn't even matter. Like, you've already seen it. And I was like, yeah. So if you've not seen this, it's generally some kid, a teenager.
Somebody said Barbara Walters died, and I didn't even believe him. I was like,
so a kid comes in the room, and they just, while filming discreetly on their phone, they say, oh, my God. And then they say some celebrity has, they say their age has died. And the kids have, like, already, like, scoped out or planned out the celebrity that would, like, trigger their parents. It's hilarious. If you've not seen it, look it up. Because some of it is, the best part about it is matching the family to the celebrity. Like, who is going to be the family that, like, one of them, it was so funny, the Dave Matthews family. Like, they're putting away their groceries, and the dad was like, oh, no. And then, you know, there's the Snoop Dogg family, you know, like, you're lying. I think they even got like the age wrong and she's like, oh, you're lying. And just different families.
Listen, I watched 10 seasons of The Walking Dead and I'm going through Game of Thrones. No, that's surprising to me.
Well, I don't even, so I don't,
is there a celebrity that that's would what I'm saying.
A celebrity? I don't know who I would be. There's always like a musician that I'm like, well, that's really sad. Like I remember, I'm still kind of bummed Tom Petty died. Like,
and that was, all to you.
That was, he died right before, he died the day before Harlan was born. And in my pregnant state, wanted, I was like, can we just change his name? No. So, and because that was on my concert bucket list, I don't know if I, there's a, like these people have very
specific,
their reactions are very real. Like these yeah. are huge super fans of somebody. Number one, I can't remember anyone's name to be extremely shook by it. I will say, shit, I forgot his name.
See, there you go.
Dang it, hang on. Comedian that we saw and then he died a month later.
Oh, Tim Wilson.
Tim Wilson. That was...
Yeah, you had just seen him.
I had just seen him and I...
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Had listened to a lot of Tim Wilson off of, not on his comedy stuff, not only on Bob and Tom, but he did a lot of Chick McGee podcast. And I used to listen to that Chick McGee podcasting a lot.
Yeah, and he had a weird connection with Ted Bundy.
Yeah, serial killer. Had a whole book and stuff about it. And so he just has a really interesting life. And so that was...
If you've not heard of Tim Wilson, dig him up on YouTube because his body does not match his voice.
No. But he, such a unique character. And so that
Point
was.
Hang on.
Yeah. That was she a did unique. Too. And like when people told me that, I was like, oh, but like she's old. Like, yeah. She was going to die. I think it'd have to be somebody that I'd like listen to regularly or hear about, like
Bert Kreischer,
Brene Brown.
But would you be surprised? Like, would you be like, if Bert Kreischer, 52 years old, passes away, you'd be like, ah.
I would be, I think.
I don't think I'd be surprised.
Like, those people whose voices I hear regularly, yeah. I think it would bother me, but I don't think Charlie could pull that one off. Like, I don't know for you if you'd have anybody. It'd probably be one of your...
Most of the people I hold dearest to my heart are all animated, so...
That's so true. What does that say about you? Maybe one of your theme park people. Like, no. If they died at the theme park or something.
Oh, wow.
That would be...
Yeah.
That would get your attention, maybe. But you're just... That or, like, some really obscure person. Like, I don't think there's a celebrity out there that you give a shit about that...
No.
You would care about.
Maybe, I don't know.
Which again, like, that I think goes back to the fact, like, being that super fan of something, I don't have that in me to...
Of a person, not so much.
Yeah.
Now, things and genres,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, there are more, I don't know. So that would never, that celebrity death, it is hilarious to watch, but it just does not... I don't think Charlie could pull that off for me. Or you, for that matter.
Yeah. But TikTok's a weird thing because I set a time limit on my TikTok. So I'll just get an hour a day.
I have one too, but you can tell it to... But here's what happens.
I forgot my passcode.
Wait, you can set it by a passcode?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to do that probably.
And I don't... Like, I could probably figure it out. But the first time when I hit my limit, I was like, oh, I'll just keep going.
We need to set parental limits on... Will you set parental limits on mine?
I'll set your passcode. You set my passcode.
Okay. So here's my problem, though, with TikTok. I will fall asleep watching it and play the same one over. And I will have
you
not...
You will.
I will have only watched, like, 3 minutes of the TikTok, 5 minutes of the TikTok. But by the time I wake up, I've lost all my minutes because...
And our algorithms sync up crazy. But the one thing that is, it's generally just a waste of time. I mean, to be fair, TikTok's generally a waste of time. But the stuff that can come from social media, you see this MMA fighter named Keith Lee. Mediocre MMA fighter.
I did not know he was a MMA fighter.
Yeah.
That must be how he made his way to your page?
No. I mean, you know why he made his way to my page. He's now a food critic. And to see him literally change the lives of small businesses is crazy. So he just did last week did a review of this pizza place called Frankensons.
I think ours had... Before he did this review, we had already like synced up because I was like, I like this food critic. And you were listening to him. I was like, is that the guy? I don't know his name.
His name's Keith Lee.
Yeah.
I think it's Keith Lee 125, something like that on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's got over 6 million followers. And I think he was at 3 million just a month ago or something. It's bonkers how fast his account's grown.
But that stuff, I mean, that's pretty...
But there's been a couple, and he's very transparent and honest. He buys the food, you know, and if they know who he is, he's like, hey, I'm going to be honest. If I don't like it, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot that he doesn't like. He doesn't like sweet things.
I've not watched enough.
Yeah, he doesn't like sweet things. But he does, like he went and did donuts and cakes and ice creams and stuff like that. So
the... cheesecake thing that he did, the really, really expensive one, he liked.
Yeah, that was a food truck.
Yeah.
So he does this.
This was the Venetian. It was corn cheesecake.
I don't know.
But he liked it. Anyway, sorry.
He did a pizza place called Frankensons. And an employee that emailed him said, hey, could you come review our food? We've been over 4 months. Business is slow. The owner hit up a food reviewer, and they asked for $2,600. How much do you charge? He just showed up unannounced. Ended up talking to the owner, telling him what he did. He said, but before that, like, he orders food. It's 50-some bucks. The guy's like, get you a pop. He's like, I don't drink pop. He's like, get you a Gatorade.
Yeah.
So he gets a Gatorade, and he's like, and he's just talking. He's like, what are you doing? He said he's always talks about his social anxiety. Like, he doesn't know what to do. He said, I caved. I was like, I'm a food reviewer. And he's like, oh, that's awesome. He's like, you're going to find this delicious. Because he said, I'm going to be honest. He's like, oh, you're going to be honest. He's like, you're going to love it. So he does like the garlic parmesan wings or something. Love gives him a 10. Get like wings. That night, the night that he released that, the phone, they had to close like 5 hours early the next day because they ran out of everything.
I love when people, I love that.
And the guy's on the news crying. Like, awesome. He's like, I made more garlic knots today than I have in the whole 4 months I've been here.
That's awesome.
And then on the flip side, he was on TikTok Live and he saw a woman doing like, I don't know, fermented vegetables. Ugh. She was selling them. So he bought some and he ate them and he said they were good. But turns out like, the way she was packaging them could get bacteria in it. And he's I condemn this till she gets up to par or whatever.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is that like fermented vegetables like
in a jar?
Is it supposed to be like probiotic type food?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm supposed to eat more probiotics.
So, yeah, if you're on TikTok, I'm sure you've seen Keith Lee.
Mm-hmm.
But... And he sits in a Paw Patrol chair.
Yeah. He just has a very...
And if you go back just to a year, like he was struggling. He talks about, you know, losing a fight, and then getting a fight short notice, they got him a big contract, and then, you know, losing, and he had $1,000 to his name.
It's weird to me that people are still fighting, and I know fighting's still happening, but where, like, you're completely away from that world.
It's so, like, the UFC doesn't travel anymore, but basically just stay in Vegas.
Right. It just the seems like a weird, just, yeah, it's a different, it has changed. Think, the whole landscape has changed.
I think COVID changed everything.
Yeah. I mean.
But, so TikTok's powerful. One of the things flooding TikTok and social media, the weight loss drugs.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Like, Abby and I have followed Dr. Aronofsky.
Love him.
Who's like, they call him the meme doctor. And it was, and he is an obesity doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And he also runs a program called Doctors Who Lift.
Mm-hmm.
And so, podcast. Yeah, he has a podcast with his twin brother, who's a neurologist. I don't know what his brother is. I think he's a neurologist. Anyway, smart dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to him on the American Glutton podcast with Ethan Suplee.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on there a bunch of times. Anyway.
And Ethan Suplee lost a shit ton of weight, if you are familiar with him.
Yeah, he's the big dude from My Name is Earl, Remember mm-hmm. the Titans. Mm-hmm.
And now he is...
The craziest role that I can remember him in is... Do you remember The Butterfly Effect with Ashton Kutcher?
Never watched it.
Yeah.
Never watched it.
He's Ashton Kutcher's roommate. And then, like, it all... It's The Butterfly Effect. You change something in one timeline. Like, he could time travel. But if he changed something, the whole world changed. It's weird. Anyway. So, what took about... And a big thing was Elon Musk tweeting about... Somebody asked him how he lost weight. He lost, like, 40 pounds. He's like, oh, I took this...
Ozempic. Ozempic and
Wegovy. I think he took Wegovy.
Same. It's the same. Wegovy's the name brand of the Ozempic.
Yeah.
So I've been privy to these meds since like
I looked August. It up. Mounjaro came out in May.
Yes. So since about August, even maybe it had to be back in the summer because it was during my 75 hard. I was talking to a friend about them. Different ones. Now, my brain was a little bit up because when it comes to like that weight loss drug, my brain goes to like Atipex, which I've done before.
Ooh,
and
so good.
No, hate it. Hate it.
Why do you hate it?
I was mean. I'm mean. I'm hyper focused on it. My heart, I don't like
so
things
much
that,
for ADHD medicine for you.
I don't like, I just don't like the way it made me feel. And it goes away. Like, you get immune to it very quickly.
You become tolerant pretty quick.
Yeah. And it's...
Those first couple of doses. Yeah, gosh, damn. You could clean up.
So not a lot of stuff. Like, some stuff had been out there, and it was like, there's this one. And so this friend was like really had researched it a lot. And while I was kind of leaning more into this whole idea of, hormone therapy and understanding kind of like where weight was going with me and weight loss and hormones. And I'm still really intrigued with that because I think so much of what we deal with is hormone related.
I agree with that.
And I'm still sure that I need to still do some stuff. So I was kind of exploring things that way and not getting a lot of help. So I felt like I was getting shut down a lot. And I just kind of, had seen the weight loss stuff, but then there's a couple different ones. There's Sascenda that's out there. It's been out there for a while. Not great, as great effects as this other stuff was. Like, people were losing anywhere like up to 20% of their body weight, like in 12 to 20 weeks, something like that. So Ozempic is out there, and then this drug Mounjaro comes out.
That's the big one.
And it is starting in August, like in August, May-ish, and it's coming with this like savings card. It's not FDA approved for weight loss. So it's a diabetes drug.
Who needs FDA approval anyway?
And people were kind of getting it, I guess you call that like off-label, through the savings card
thing.
Otherwise, it's $1,000 a month.
$1,000.
Well, the savings card, so people, it's gaining popularity big time through the social media stuff. Pharmacies are starting to say, you know what, we're going to need a diabetes diagnosis for that, a type 2.
One, because, and this is what I learned, they were afraid that they weren't going to get paid back.
Right.
To the manufacturer.
Right.
Manufacturer, and the supply was low.
Yes. And so so the other thing is it's getting so popular, like people aren't getting it. Like they would go to get like you, it's an injection that you take weekly and you start at 2.5 mg. I don't know what that mg stands for. So
milligrams
sounds good. Megaguards. I don't know. And then you can increase all the way up to something like 12.5, and you gradually do this like 2.5, 5, 7.5, 10, and then 12.5. And then once you kind of get to desired effects, you start like coming back down on this and maintaining weight. But the impact is wild. So I know for a fact my insurance will not cover this. And I go into my doctor knowing that I want something, but I don't, not thinking I'm going to get Mounjaro at all. And can I get this Ozempic? Because that is covered. And Sesenda is covered. And
Sesenda.
I don't think I'm saying it right, but whatever.
Sesenda.
Did some things to start some, all this prior. This is where I learned about prior authorization. And I'm like, this is so
stupid. Abby went.
Stupid.
She went deep down the rabbit hole.
And I start, like, I'm looking up formularies. And I know, like, I'm like, who knows this stuff? Just so happens my friend that's helping me through this worked. I'm like, how the hell do you know this? And I'm feeling like a really inadequate adult. Like
you should know this?
Like,
or
I'm supposed to know. Why don't I know this stuff? Or have I just been totally blind to this? Why don't I study this better? And turns out, like, she worked at the hospital for a while. And I was like, oh, gotcha. So after Christmas, I go to my doctor and I'm like, here's what I've done. And her knowing that, like, her biggest hang up has been prescribing some of this stuff because requiring the prior authorization and not getting past the insurance companies has really stunted her prescribing of it.
Right.
So I tell her, I've already done X, Y, and Z. I think I've started prior authorization on this one. She's like, well, let me just give you these samples. There's this drug called Mounjaro. And I'm like, girl.
Yeah, Abby comes home with a box of Mounjaro.
And I'm like, yes, I'm familiar. Like, the fact that I'm more familiar with it than her, I was like, is this a red flag? But okay, or am I just...
I feel like the doctor you go to treats old people with a cold.
Right. I probably need to, like, look into my doctor.
And if you're listening, doctor, I appreciate you doing that.
Yes. But, yeah, nothing against that. But I'm probably not her normal demographic for her to know those types of things.
How did you even get to that doctor?
It's a really long story. It's a long story. When my other doctor had left, and I'm just lazy as hell and don't like to change things. And so I've got that number in my phone. She's got me. I don't know how to leave a doctor. Like, what do you do?
Just pick a different one.
Well, where does your medical information go?
You just tell them to get it from them. Sign a waiver and they get it.
Okay. I just feel like it'd be like a breakup, and I'm not good with that, and I don't know how to, like, have that conversation. It makes me super nervous. So anyway, I've got the box. I got the goods. I got the gold. And last Thursday, I took my first shot.
Mm-hmm.
And holy shit.
Who gave you that shot?
Gary had to give it to me because I was too scared. Doesn't hurt. Just, I was too scared. But he had done shots on himself with
testosterone.
T. So I made him shoot me in the leg.
It's a completely different way to give a shot, by the way.
So I just took my second dose this week, and it's wild. There are, like, Facebook pages of people talking about it. There's different side effects that people can get. Mine are very...
Text Abby. She'll tell you all about hers. Or text me and I'll tell you about hers.
Mine hit a day after. Not the next day after, but a day after.
I feel like you're a Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. Single. Yeah. But they're not...
Give it to her on Thursday night, Saturday morning.
Some people get really nauseous and they have to battle through some being very, very nauseous. After, thank God I didn't have that too bad. But the weirdest thing is I know what it's like to not be hungry or to be very hyper aware of, like, my body does not want food and I'm not interested in food right now. I don't know what voodoo magic it is. I know there are scientific things that are happening.
It's the GLP-1.
Yes. I don't know what the...
Your insulin's jacked to the roof and there's no...
And there were times... there have been times that, like, mentally I've been like... It's not even mental that I want food. Like, I just know that, like, when we have ordered pizza, I eat pizza. But one breadstick and I had some wings with it, like, three. And I was like, I feel disgusting and want to puke. And then
yeah, that's the biggest side effect from everything I read is you're satiated way quicker.
So I walk in the kitchen and I see a pizza laying there and I'm like, I look at it and I'll just be so vulnerable and real. Like, I can eat way past being full. Like, I was very capable of binge eating. Just because food was around or whatever, like tasting, like boredom, whatever. One of my worst, I have two really big triggers for eating, and it's right after school. I come home, and while we are trying to plan whatever's for dinner or whatever, or we're just sitting around talking and kind of hashing out the day, we'll all grab a snack and we'll be eating and snacking on shit. This was a previous to, you know, Gary having surgery and stuff, but we would come in, throw open that cabinet and eat. It's just like this weird time of like inhaling all this food. And God knows how many calories we were probably eating
before we had dinner. Big meal. Yeah.
And then the other one is if I have to stay up late, the longer I stay up, the more I'm snacking on shit.
Really?
Yes. Like I just need to go the fuck to bed. Like, just go to bed. And so, like, I'm almost eating to, like, as this, like, treat for myself while I was... Because normally if I'm staying up late, I'm working. That's why I'm staying up late. So if I'm doing that, I feel like I gotta treat myself while doing
Treat so, yourself, lady.
While doing so. And so it was, like, a little popcorn, some chips, whatever. And it was always carbs, shitty carbs. And not all carbs are bad. Don't come at me. I know the things. I just don't fucking practice them. So I don't have any of that. Like, I am completely capable of going upstairs and, like, I can go upstairs and go straight the hell to bed. And we would normally get out the podcast and be like, let's have a little snack.
A little sneaky snack.
There's no sneaky snack. It really became real for me when, I'm trying. If I tracked my food, I'm nowhere near the amount of calories I probably should be at. Because the whole point of this is it's a tool, and you're supposed to use it to, while doing this, be able to train yourself, give yourself the space to learn to eat properly. And it completely will. The issue is right now is I'm struggling to do that because my brain's just, like, very indifferent to wanting to eat.
It's weird because we're both going through this together right now.
Yes.
Because I'm never you
just
hungry.
Don't. Yeah, I can feel hunger. Like, I can. It's just...
But I do have the head hunger. Mm-hmm. Like, I do. That's a real thing. And I was not prepared for that.
I am...
I also wasn't prepared for trying to eat slow. That's kind of jacked me up.
That I do, yeah. Which is hard when you... I did find at lunch, like, I ate really fast the other day because it took me a long time to get my food prepared. Somebody held me up, conversation, by the time I had 10 minutes before kids came back, and just in normal fashion tried to inhale my food, and I just felt gross and sick. Now, Gary has very physical reactions to that. Like, he can't do that because he will puke immediately. I'm not doing that, thank God. I think people can.
Right.
On this. But I will say it's so weird. People call it food noise. There's no food noise. I think it gives me just enough time to stop and think about if I, like, am I really hungry? Like, this whole thing that you're mentally supposed to be able to do on your own, I've never had that. And it's given me that opportunity. So that's so weird and fun, and I love it, and there were actual results, so that's always
helpful. The motivating factor is when you get the results, like, it makes you want to get up and go to the gym, and, like,
yes,
maybe I will eat better, or our poor kids, like,
what
I mean, we're
the whole, like, eating preparing food in our house right now is a really cluster because we're all on
All eating different things.
Yeah. If you ask Carlin, he wants grilled cheeses, cheese just in general.
He has been down with the cheese.
Cheez-Its, cheese pizza, and some nuggets.
Yep.
But
which has in turn clogged his bowels up.
Yes.
It's like, listen, this little mofo, never mind.
It's too TMI on that poor baby boy.
Yeah. I ain't trying to air his business. But happy news. Abby's lost weight. I didn't think she needed to lose weight. She looks pretty amazing. We're back in the routine. Harlan's back in preschool.
Yes.
And it could not have been like a better situation because like we were so nervous about him going back and
I didn't sleep hardly the night before. I was so nervous about it.
But he has found his tribe out there. Mm-hmm. A little transportation issue that caused him to stay at the school for an hour. And I'm just going to be honest, they messed up. They messed up because they let him stay in the office and talk on the radio and basically run the joint. And
Harlan's a great kid when he gets his way.
Oh, yeah.
He is a delight. He's funny. He's entertaining. We mostly get to see the side of him that is, it's a meltdown. Just to somebody else, they may call it like tantrum. It's not a tantrum. It's a meltdown. It's overstimulation. And he has no idea how to manage those emotions. We're getting a little better. My favorite part of Harlan mid meltdown is he has been learning how to take a deep breath and pause. He is angrily, just so much frustration taking these deep breaths in the middle of him, like pissed at me for, you know, whatever the iPad died or he didn't get it back. Like it's a lot. So that is my brain immediately goes to what happens when he does that, right? But
it seems to have been working out pretty good for him.
I'm getting the, you know, messages and pictures of him just, he's line leader, he's hanging out, he's being his funny.
Commenting on people's dress.
So the worst habit Harlan has right now.
Is not having a filter.
He has no filter. And if you have any insecurity about you, your body, your looks, anything, he targets it. I don't know how he knows, but he knows. And I'm not saying this is everyone's insecurity.
No, but he is very blunt and open.
He calls it as he sees it. So if you are to happen to have any gray hair at all, gray facial hair, gray hair, you are grandma and grandpa.
Oh, my God.
Exclusively grandma and grandpa. So he rolls up into the school. First person he sees, hey, grandma, I wanted to die. Like, I'm already having a lot of emotion about watching my little baby boy walk up into this school with these kids who are already doing their thing. Like, we're not late, but we were like,
yeah, I mean,
we showed up when we show up.
Yeah.
And so they hadn't started yet. But then I'm also like trying to manage this emotion of my kid just called this fantastic person
grandma.
Grandma. I'm like, Harlan, you cannot reason with him.
To be fair, is she grandma?
I don't know. I don't know. But I can't reason with him. We worked it out. I think we've been working it out. But it's almost like when you tell him not to do something, he will do it more. So that one will take some time. But he will just be out in public and say, hey, grandma. Hey, grandpa. He will, if you've got any, like my stomach, he will just walk up and just squeeze the fat right on it and just kind of walk off. Like, doesn't matter.
That's how he rolls.
I'm just going to keep everybody in this house humble. And that's what he does. But we are so glad he's on a schedule. We're all back. We're scheduled people.
We're in a groove. This upcoming week will be our only full week of the year so far. Then we have a 3-day weekend.
Praise the Lord.
But Charlie, I mean, Where's that personal assistant? If anybody wants to, I can't pay anything.
Like, what would they do for you exactly? What do you need someone to do for you, Gear?
Set reminders.
You have a whole piece of technology. Even though I did tell her to remind me to put air in my tire, and she never did.
Why are you looking at your watch?
Because I told that watch to tell me to put air in my tire one day, and she never did. She didn't do it. Is she Siri or Alexa?
That's Siri, and I don't think Siri does that.
She does. Bet.
I'll show
you when we get off. When we get off air, I will show you that she does. You just tell her to set a reminder.
We're looking for Apple Watch tricks and tips. So if you got those, send them to us. If you want to, we've got a Facebook page that we never post on. We've got an Instagram. We've got TikTok.
I got some TikTok material I can post. It's mostly just Harlan.
But this is the new year. We're gonna
hammer down on this.
We're hammer down. We're gonna be consistent.
Maybe that's our word. That's the word. I said I didn't have a resolution. Maybe consistent is more
consistent.
Probably not. I'm not gonna put that kind of
put it out in the
pressure
universe.
Pressure on me.
What kind of pressure is it? You don't have time to sit down with me for an hour?
No. Consistent, that word. I said that could be my word, is consistent. So you're supposed to put out in the universe like what you want. And these girls on TikTok say that you go and say, I'm just so lucky that everything always works out for me. And so if you just say that all the time, then everything will work out for you.
I think it's perspective.
Words of like manifesting.
I believe in that. I think that's real.
So
I have a whole book about manifesting. It's called The Power List behind you. I've had it for
have
over
you read
a year.
It?
It's not, you don't read it, you write in it.
Oh, have you written?
No, I'm just waiting for the good day to start.
Shit.
I did say before that I was like, I'd like to journal or just like write some stuff down every day. And I'd like to do my power book. It's like you said, like five goals for the day. And every day, the day was either a win or a loss.
Can I offer some advice? Or no?
Yeah, by all means.
So what
this
if?
This advice is for everybody.
No, I'm telling you.
Okay.
So what if you set an alarm, not the one you have, but a different one, a kinder one, and you woke up before you had to wake up and you journaled?
I think I'm more of an end of the day of what happened to me that day.
Okay.
I'm not going to wake up talking about my dreams. Dream journal.
No, you can project what you need to do that day, and therefore it would help you.
But again, I'm manage. A blank slate when I wake up. It's like, all right, feet hit the floor.
But what if you weren't?
Okay.
What if you woke up
with just, the challenge?
What if you woke up with just a little bit of anxiety? Just a touch. Just a,
don't know.
Just a little bit of like, I need to plan the day.
No.
I need, like, let's, where's today going to lead
me? That wouldn't look like anxiety. That would look like.
I'm just joking with the anxiety thing. That's how I wake up. I wake up already feeling anxious and like I've failed seven things, but
no.
That's just me.
You're a winner when you wake up. I did wake up and go to the gym this week.
I love morning gym sessions.
I like it until my schedule doesn't change. For this instance, woke up early, I think Wednesday. I got up at like 3:50. I was in the gym by 4:30. But I stayed up the same amount of time that night. Then,
so you got to not do that.
So 2 days, like Friday night.
Okay, now Friday night, we were all dead. But Friday night, you were...
I was
disappeared.
Out. I had two cheese sticks, vomited that up, went to bed.
Right, you know that part. Yeah.
I feel like that was a catalyst for that.
I was fighting for my life to stay awake so that I could get the iPad out of Harlan's hands. It's like, that thing's got to die sometime soon. Well, it didn't, so I just like, all right, buddy.
And don't get us wrong. He does stay on, but there's a great deal of the day that he doesn't.
Yeah, he does not. Like, this is, he is so regimented. I mean, even aside from what he does at preschool, he is so regimented at ABA that, yeah. But we do things without the iPad. But at nighttime, on Friday night, I was just like, what do you want to do? Here is a bowl of Cheez-Its and an iPad.
Went to the grocery tonight. I believe he's asleep with Cheez-Its in his arms.
He's
like
100% asleep with those Cheez-Its. I had to pry the Cheez-Its and the iPad out of his hands to get him to go to bed. And I said, I made him choose if he wanted his bed or the couch. and he just sat and tapped your spot in the bed. And I was like, that's not an option. Let's make a different choice. But he, but I got him out of the bed by taunting him with the Cheez-Its. And he does not want a bowl. In case you're wondering, he wants to eat straight from the box.
Yeah.
So that is
somehow Harlan and I's YouTubes have. Wow, they've merged, and I'm sitting here looking at everything he's watched.
Dumb Ways to Die was on big repeat today.
Mukbang with Cocoa Melon, ASMR. It's Cocoa Melon eating noodles and fried chicken.
It's so weird.
There's some weird screaming eggs.
We've got back into Baby Shark because his iPad keeps him limited to kids' YouTube. And except tonight, he somehow figured out how to hack through, and he found real YouTube on his iPad. It took me a long time to figure out that he was on real YouTube. But he is really, like, I had already packed the Baby Sharks away, like, the whole family, and he sucker found those, and we've been back in a big old baby. We've been drawing. I haven't drawn a shark.
I know. He was all about that today.
He wanted me to draw sharks today, but... Wild. His little brain's so wild.
Just know if you made it this far, we love you. We like doing this.
We do.
We sit and planned it. So if you got some topics, we want to interview people this year. We talked about that. We're going to try to get Joe Biden on here, but...
What?
I don't know.
We got some plans.
Yeah, we got some plans. We're going to make some moves.
They'll be slow. They'll be steady.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be forward, though.
Consistent.
Ish.
Ish. If you haven't, give us a review. Subscribe.
But only if it's, like, nice. If you're going to say mean things, like, don't waste your time.
If you've listened to this
just
whole
email Gary.
Thing, just email me. I'm good.
Don't put it out in the public like that. I don't need you to do negative reviews. Just nice things.
Yeah. And I don't think we can delete negative feedback. Let's see if anybody's wrote anything. No, not since June of last year. So
get on it.
We have 23 ratings. Let's get that to 25 by next week. That's our goal. 25 ratings.
Rate and review. That's what Miss Pat always says.
Like, comment, and share. I love you.
I love you.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Close Enough.
Leave us a like on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Close Enough Pod.
Consider giving us a share and review on whatever platform you found us on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.